Now let's bring on the head coach of the Houston Texans, Bill O'Brien. And Coach, first of all, thank you for taking the time to join us here. Lance Zierlein here, John Granato over there. You guys are done with camp. You had your exit day yesterday, and when I was flying in from San Jose yesterday, Deshaun Watson was leaving town. And I've been keeping track of what's going on from the transcripts. I always I think you provide some pretty good information on those interviews. And when you talk about Deshaun Watson, from the very outset, you've talked about preparation. You've talked about his approach. Was there a lot of room to improve for him, or any room to improve in terms of his approach and preparation from his rookie season to year two?
That's a good question, Lance. Happy to be on with you guys. You know, I think the one thing that, whether you call it improvement or, you know, just settling in, meaning, you know, your rookie year when you come in here, you're trying to figure out everything from how to get to the stadium to, you know, when the breakfast opens to when meetings start to when practice starts, all those things. And I think going into your second year, you're able to really refine your approach. His overall mindset is an excellent one. I mean, he's a guy that is a very serious worker. He takes his job very seriously. He's got a really good presence about him. He's in the building at 6 a.m. He's staying late to get things done. And I think he's really improved in his knowledge of our offense and his knowledge of, you know, defenses that we're going to have to face.
Bill O'Brien here with us on ESPN 97.5. Coach John Granato here. How are you?
Good, John. How you doing?
Doing great, man. So staying with Deshaun, I hear so much this offseason, well, teams are going to adjust, you know, after that first year because he played so well those first six games. How much adjustment do you guys – do you see adjustment when you're facing a quarterback for the second time? How much did you learn from that first time, and how much do you adjust?
I think it's a good point. I think that definitely, you know, guys will study film and there'll be different approaches to how people defense us. But, you know, I also think that when you have a guy like Deshaun, you can be really creative. And so, you know, what we did last year, of course, you know, the foundation of it will never change. You know, our verbiage and, you know, the way that we communicate with each other on the field. But there's a lot of different things that you know, that we didn't even get to last year that we were able to work on this year. And hopefully we'll be able to execute those at a high level this coming fall.
You know, I think it's pretty interesting when we talk about adjustments because we've seen two coaches, and one in Gary, well, let's just say Gary Kubiak, and then you came in, Coach, and you got kind of different approaches where Gary Kubiak's from the old school, hey, we're going to do what we do. We'll do it out of multiple personnel groupings, but we're primarily execution-based, and you and what you do, a lot of what you do is saying, hey, we're not going to let you get a good feel. And I know my dad used to tell me that about dealing with Bill Belichick defenses, is that you never, ever saw the same blitz packages twice. Like, watching tape was irrelevant for your preparation. So you guys like to, you know, and I think a lot more of the league likes to try to win by making changes and not allowing defenses to have that feel going into a game. Can you talk about that approach and trying to create something new every single week?
Well, you know, because of your background and, you know, obviously yourself and your dad, you have a knowledge of the history of this league. And you know, one of the things, Lance, about what you said is both approaches have won Super Bowls. You know, both approaches work. And so I think our approach is we do have things that we are going to do. I mean, there's going to be things from a week-to-week basis in all three phases that, you know, we do what we do. But we're also very much of a game plan-oriented offense, defense, and special teams with Brad Seeley here now. So, you know, I think we try to take advantage of things that really – look at our player's strengths versus who we're going against and how do we match that up in the best way possible. And so it's a lot of fun to game plan for a guy like Deshaun, for instance, on offense because, you know, you can do some different things with him. And the fact of the matter is the guy has to be able to throw, and that's the one thing that all these quarterbacks have to possess is the ability to throw the ball accurately, and that's what he has. And then you add all the other things in, and you're able to create a pretty good offense.
Bill O'Brien with us here on ESPN 97.5, live from Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Coach, I want to talk to you about a little bit about non-football related issues. We got Andre Hal now, and that's, you know, that's terrible. You've had David Quisenberry already, and that you've had to deal with that as well. The Bob McNair stuff, the kneeling and whatnot, the Rick Smith stuff, all the speculation about your job last year, the hurricane. You know, I know every coach has to deal with non-football related issues.
Lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. And when you took over, that's a lot. It seems like you got a lot more than a lot of other coaches on your plate non-football wise. Did you realize or did you think it would be this much non-football when you took the job?
I think when you're an assistant coach, and this isn't any fault of any assistant coach, anybody that has never been a head coach, you really don't know what being a head coach entails until you actually sit in a seat. And look, there's things that come up every single day. I mean, when I started as a head coach, I was at Penn State. You know, that was a different situation, and then I felt like that gave me some decent preparation to be able to come here and be the head football coach. And yeah, we've dealt with different things, but the bottom line here is, guys, like we've had a good core group of players here every year. We really have. I mean, you know, we've had guys that really believe in the cause of what we're trying to do. And you know, I look at our team right now, and I just I really appreciate the way that they worked. I mean, it was a grind. This 9-week off season was a grind, and these guys, you know, they really put in a lot of time, and I think we've gotten better relative to what we could do. So I've always enjoyed working with the core group of players here that we've had year in and year out, and hopefully we can get back to where we need to be next year.
Well, I tell you one thing that was really, and obviously I'm heavily focused on NFL draft stuff, but I asked you at Senior Bowl about approach to the roster, and you talked about, you know, having, because it just appeared to be a little scattershot over time. A lot of pieces didn't seem to be a cohesive philosophy all the time, and that seemed to change a lot this year. You guys said you wanted to target speed. Boy, you weren't joking. I mean, just about every pick you guys made had some component of speed to it, and that starts with Justin Reed. This is a guy who ran, I want to say, a 4.41 at the combine, and he plays to that speed too. Can you talk about his ability, first of all, from what his speed will bring to the table for you guys eventually, and then can you see him? I thought he was kind of a combo safety who could play around the line if he needed to, and certainly play in the back end. Does he have that ability to be a high or low safety, and what does that flexibility give you at some point in the future?
Justin, coming in here after the draft has been impressive, you know, relative to what we've been able to do. You know, the pads haven't gone on yet, Lance, as you know, so
yeah.
The true test is when you put full pads on and you play real football. But to this point, like, relative to his athletic skill set, his speed, his size, his hands, his instincts, he's really his intelligence, he's been able to do some different things for us. You know, he's played, down in the box. He's played in the deep part of the field. He's played other positions. You know, once in a while in certain packages, you know, you may see him out there at corner. You know, then you see him on special teams, and he's doing different things for us on special teams. So, like I said, you know, hopefully that can carry over to training camp with a guy like him. I would imagine that it would. You know, just watching how he works and how he prepares. You know, he's been an impressive guy in our building so far.
Bill O'Brien here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what is the media question that you hate most, so I never ask it? Is it clock management? Is it game plan, play calling? Is it player injury?
It's got to be injury.
Is it player injury?
You know, I think the thing is, like, I don't even know how to answer this question. You guys are going to laugh when I say this, but I'm telling you, I really enjoy my interaction with the media. I really do. I realize that, especially the Houston media, the people that are there every day, you know, I know that they have a job to do. I know that this city is really, you know, aching for a championship team here, and so I realize that, and I think that's one thing that our staff realizes, and I know our players do, and we work very hard every day to fulfill that, you know, that hope of our city. And so when I deal with the media here, I really enjoy, like, if you look at a guy like you know, like John McClain, who has such a history here in Houston, or, you know, obviously you, Lance, you know, like with your knowledge of football. Like, I enjoy dealing with people that really take a vested interest in football and really try to study the game and ask the questions that really are, you know, allowing the fans to learn the game. You know, the one thing about the injuries, you know, as a coach, I think any coach would tell you, you know, we're not doctors, so sometimes we're out in front and we're being asked these questions about injuries, and we're just, you know, first of all, it'll be on an injury report, and secondly, you know, the big thing is I don't really know the extent of an injury many times, you know, and so I just try to do the best job I can of, you know, keeping a competitive advantage in our building and not trying to spread the word about injuries all around the league.
I don't think you guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.
That's our favorite drop.
We play that, coach. That's our favorite of yours.
I don't care what you say. Just like, I don't care what I say. I got to tell you, I remember, coach, when I was riding around with my dad when I was probably 9 or 10, and we were first listening to sports talk, and I got to listen to him, you know, and the things he liked or didn't like about sports talk, and I became acutely aware of how coaches, you better know what you're talking about. If you have an opinion, at least research it and know what you're talking about, because if you're just shooting off at the mouth, there's nothing that coaches hate worse. And I guess it's because I have a brother who's a coach who listens to the show, but I've always been very aware that there are, I don't care, high school coaches, junior high coaches, whoever, who could be listening. So don't, just don't be a dumbass. That's kind of my whole. I like to try to think like that.
When I was growing up, Lance, I grew up, you know, in Massachusetts, and mm-hmm. you know, that was when, like, Will McDonough was writing the Sunday notes, the NFL notes in the Boston Globe. And I mean, those things were so well researched, you know, or Peter Gammons was writing the Major League notes for the Boston Globe.
Yeah.
And there was strategy in there. There was personnel moves in there. I mean, they were so well researched, and I really respect the guys, you know, that and women that write like that and ask those type of questions, because they're putting the work in and they're asking great questions.
All right, I got a couple questions for you, Coach. How many Astros games will you go to this summer?
You know, I think I'm going Monday night. I tried to go when the Red Sox were in town, but I couldn't because we were still in OTAs. But I think the Astros, man, they are the hottest team in baseball. They're fun to watch, and I've gotten to know AJ a little bit. He's a great guy, and I wish them all the best.
World Cup soccer or U.S. Open golf?
U.S. Open golf. I apologize to all the soccer fans, but I love this
Will
weekend.
LeBron?
Father's Day, U.S. Open golf, great memories.
Yeah,
that's
kind of true.
Watching those things.
Will LeBron end up in Houston?
Man, that is one. I don't know if I want to touch that question, but I'll tell you, if they add LeBron to that roster, look out. Here come the Rockets.
Have you had a chance to talk to Jeff Van Gundy much? Because I know he's a season ticket holder, and he speaks. Every once in a while, I would get a text during the season like, what are we doing right? Not this is probably about 3 or 4 years ago. It was something like, why is this guy doing this? Or what? Like, he is really into football, Van Gundy is.
You know, it's funny, Lance. He lives in my neighborhood, and I've met him once or twice. But I really, that's a reminder to me that I need to you know, get to know him a little bit better, because he's a great guy.
He likes you.
He does a great job on those basketball telecasts of teaching the game to the fans, no doubt about it.
Well, he's the best.
So here's a story he told about Keyshawn Johnson. He said, you know, he's close with Bill Parcells, and Parcells called him over. This is when he was in New York. He said, hey, Jeff, this guy right here, Keyshawn Johnson, he goes, he knows if you got a – you like eating? And he goes, yeah, you know, I like eating. He goes, Keyshawn Johnson can tell you – Keyshawn, tell him the three best restaurants, Keyshawn told him, you know. They're in New York. He goes, you like to wear nice clothes? He goes, obviously not. He goes, well, listen, if you want to step up to your clothes game, Keyshawn, tell him where to go. And Keyshawn got all excited and told him these clothiers he goes to. And he goes, hey, Jeff, do you like to win? He goes, yeah, winning is everything. He goes, well, don't ask Keyshawn, because he didn't know anything about winning yet.
Oh, God.
That's Bill Parcells just setting Keyshawn Johnson up.
So, Bill O'Brien here. You get a little break here, Coach. You get a little vacation, your favorite kind of vacation, beach, or is it mountains?
It's got to be going back to the East.
What's your favorite kind of vacation?
Portland, Maine.
First of all, I have about, I think, 3 weeks of Little League baseball here left. So,
no vacation.
You know, we got my son is on a team here, and, you know, they're playing a tournament this weekend. And it never, as you guys know, Little League baseball in Texas, I don't think it ever ends. So whenever whenever that's over, which could be a long time, we'll probably head to the East Coast. I go to my family, my parents, my two older brothers live in Massachusetts, so we go up and visit that area.
That is neat. Well, that is good. Well, hey, man, we really appreciate you hanging with us. Great to have you on the show. We're not the station, so we don't get nearly as much access to you, so it's great to be able to talk to you, Coach.
No, you guys are great. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks,
There's
Coach.
Bill O'Brien right here on ESPN 97.5.